Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. We didn't have to wait for the master to join us today. Good morning, Bub. You're live on set with us. How are we doing today? It's Friday, man.
Hey, live already. We're here. It is definitely super crappy weather here in South Florida right now.
We didn't get to rain today, didn't we?
No idea why, because Everybody pulled out their phones this morning and checked on the radars and WeatherBug and Weather.com and Hulu and Google
Netflix.
And Snapchat and Instagram.
Instagram.
Everything showed no clouds, beautiful day, 75 to 80. It's pouring. It's been pouring for 4 hours. Still on the apps, not a single sign of weather. Go ahead, check it out now.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Ladies and gentlemen, that's BubbasExoticMotorsports.com. Bub, where are we right now?
So we are actually standing, right? This is typically not where I work on air conditioning controls. This is where I do all of my fabrication. This is actually on our Woodward fab table. As you can see, we are in the fabrication department at BEM. So behind us, you see, of course, the brake and also all of the other Woodward fab machining running off to our left and right side.
And they run all the way down this wall into the other side.
So we have everything you could possibly imagine from a fabrication standpoint. Typically where I do it all is right here. So this table has grind marks on it, scuff marks on it, weld marks all over. I've definitely slipped and cut through this table with a plasma cutter, so all kinds of things have happened. This is like on the MTV Cribs. This is where the magic happens. Truly right here, serious fabrication.
Bub, we do have a new fit and feel for the show. It's going to become very technical now. We're going to be doing a lot of installs and things like that. This is something you've wanted to push off into for a very long time. Over a year you've been pushing to go to this new format, so it's going to be very fun and very exciting. So while we're on the subject, Bub, there are a million different fabrication tool companies. I need to know why you only will deal with Phil and the crew at Woodward Fab. What Bailey's out there, there's other great people. Why is it, Bub, only Woodward Fabrication, man?
Well, you know, it's actually a few things. So one, the customer service standpoint of it, the entire crew, the family aspect of it, I think that's probably key, is just that loyalty, the brand loyalty, not only from us to them, but them to us as well. Mm-hmm. But also just the pure quality of every piece of equipment that they design and produce at Woodward Fab, hands down, is to me the best. Now, like you mentioned, there are other brands out there, other guys out there, big name builders in the industry choose to go with other brands. Everybody has their own
mismatching.
Right. I try to stay very brand specific. As you know, if I'm doing Rough Country suspensions, I buy all of their stuff, whether it's suspension or interior electronics, or I buy it all on a Themet. Same thing with my fabrication, same thing with my tooling. It's all Snap-on. So much of that is brand specific and loyalty.
And, you know, we're very good about our equipment. We keep it lubed, Bub. We keep it greased. We clean up every Friday. I mean, you've got new additions here because of some of the new motorcycles we're fabricating out of here. In fact, you just got that brand new hot rod hammer over there to help you form some of this metal so you're not working so hard by hand. And when I was talking to Phil about it, he said, no, let me get this over into your hands. This will make it so much easier for Bub. And it changes everything you do, man.
Yeah, no, it's going to be super sick. You know, it's being able to have endless designs when it comes to sheet metal, aluminum fabrication, paneling, dimple die tools, anything you could possibly imagine, to doing custom interiors, to doing custom body panels, to doing, heck, brackets for radiators, just stupid basic stuff, all the way down to, you know, if you're building a race car, you want to build an aluminum dash, or if you want to wrap everything in custom carbon.
Exactly, man.
It is virtually endless, and it is all about the tooling you have in the hands and the skill in your mind, and you can make it all come together. Literally, you can create art out of just a piece of sheet metal.
That's what's really, really amazing about you, is the way you can see something just kind of and design it. Or when you think something through, you grab a piece of paper, you draw it out, then you make it on a piece of cardboard, and then you're over here on the Woodward Fab table, literally cutting, grinding, and going. Underneath the Woodward Fabrication table, you keep a full complement of metal that you work with on top of sheets of aluminum over here in the Power Sports division.
That's right.
And people can't see that because
you never know when you're going to make something. You know, it's like, for example, the SEMA Mustang we're doing right now, that's going to be completely outfitted. Wait till you guys see this thing. It is looking absolutely insane. There are sneak peeks of it on our Instagram page, instagram.com/Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That car, for example, the client wanted to have a boost controller in the car. Well, there are no direct fit boost controllers for the 18 and on Mustangs that look clean, that are a nice factory style finish and install, right? So what do? Come up with a design, an idea. This client wanted it very clean, but he's only going to use that boost controller when he wants to up that boost, whether he's on the road or on the track. So he wants something that's in the car, fully functional, super clean, but not in your face, out of sight, out of mind kind of deal. So where else to put it? Designed and put inside the glove box.
Yeah, hidden, man.
But something simple like that, man, it's nothing more than just coming up with that quick design. Super, super easy. Takes a little bit of thought process to put behind it. Grab some cardboard, mock up your little template and design, transfer that from cardboard down to a piece of sheet metal or aluminum. Then I actually took it over, and after I cut it all, did of course all on the Woodward Fab Table, cut it, got the hole sizing right, got the mounts designed for it, did all my bend to 90s and also my bead rolling in it so it had structure. I took it over to our upholstery department and just wrapped it in a piece of black leather so it looked just like a factory Ford part, mounted that sucker in the dash, and it is done.
I just want
to, we need to do a sneak peek of that, by the way, because
it's pretty cool, though.
It's actually a really clean design, and I haven't even posted that yet.
The 2019 SEMA Mustang sitting right off to the right with the 2019 SEMA Jeep sitting off to our left, Bub. Stages right and left. One of your very good friends, your closest friend probably in the world, Bub, who is you were with last week, is also a Woodward Fabrication tool user.
Yeah, that's right, man. Billy Lane. He all his stuff that he does for everything you can imagine, everything built and designed for Choppers Inc. is either done through Woodward Fab, literally same exact thing. Great skill set and design mind, and then that custom set of hands, man, where you can virtually build anything you could possibly imagine. Now going endless on a complete chassis and one-off tubular frame bending for all of the Sons of Speed vintage racers, for all of the big names in the industry.
If people aren't familiar with that, our one episode of that has already received 61,000 views. Sons of Speed, Billy Lane, went from the chopper industry and Monster Garage on Discovery Channel, and he, Bub, started doing vintage racing.
Yeah.
He's got people like Josh from Moonshiners. Josh had a bad accident, didn't he?
Yeah, 2 years ago he did.
But he's got these things out there, these board track racer-esque style bikes on these small tires and no brakes, and these guys are really, really ballsy. You were up there with him this weekend.
Yeah, pretty good.
Crazy stuff, isn't it, Bub?
Yep.
So we thank Woodward Fabrication, Bub. 14 years of the 16 you've been in business. That's how you get these vehicles out there.
And actually, that does kind of tie into our AC system technical segment.
Absolutely,
we're going to talk about, because, for example,
firewall deletes and stuff you build.
Firewall deletes, AC condensers. Typically, if you are doing universal street rod, hot rod AC vintage installs, these things are universal products. And sometimes you need to come up with some great design bracketry for things like the AC condenser, switch panels for underneath the dash, maybe something to mount the entire blower unit underneath the dash, wherever you are hiding these things, any sort of custom paneling. That ties right back into Woodward. So it does totally make sense.
But you know what really aggravates me the most, Bub?
You don't know how to use any of these tools.
I don't know how to use any of these tools. No, that should aggravate you. What aggravates me is the fact that on Friday afternoon, look, we got people off the set laughing over there. What aggravates me on Friday afternoon when I'm out here trying to clean up is like you just come over to the Woodward Fab hot rod hammer and turn it on and let it just sit there and make as much noise as you can and walk away.
I haven't done this yet.
Every Friday.
I'll wait till this afternoon to see what I'm going to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you to Woodward Fabrication. Without them, BEM really wouldn't exist as you know BEM today, Bub.
Hey man, some serious one-off designs, everything all the way down to the Jeep. We're starting to throw some sneak peeks up on the Instagram. If you guys have seen that over the past week or so, it is really coming down that final stretch. And we are now starting to throw up some sneak peeks, especially out to the guys at KMC and XD Wheels. This thing is going to be an absolute monster, rocking everything from 2019. And it is all
unique
product that is just theming together so well.
The owner was here again yesterday. You laid up the new XD Wheel against that, Bub, and he didn't know what to say.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
It's disgusting. But we're going to talk on our technical segment today, we're going to talk about air conditioning how-tos. There was a time, Bub, back in the 70s when air conditioning was an option. You had to pay extra to have, and it would be on the birth certificate, $800 for air conditioning. Mm-hmm. Air conditioning back in those days typically robbed power from the engine, didn't it?
Cool. That is bad. I mean, you turn your AC on and the car would go from like 800 RPM idle to like a 650, maybe stalling out at the light.
That's right.
That's how bad AC used to draw.
That's right. And there's a lot to AC, Bub. Today's vehicles come, of course, they mostly come standard with air conditioning. It's not an aftermarket charge anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
In fact, we've got vented seats, as we know today. That's how far we have progressed. Door locks and auto lights and all of those great things, Bub, are now just standard options. But what about, Bub, the aftermarket AC industry, and what about AC in general? Take us through what is an air conditioning system.
So it's, as everybody knows, the air conditioning system is just that. It's what keeps you cool, very simple. Although the systems themselves are very intricate, there are a lot of pieces that work hand in hand. Everything from sensors, pressure sensors that tell whether the system is running too high of a pressure, if it's too hot or overcharged. If it is too low of a pressure, the system won't activate. So there are so many different sensors and switches essentially that turn the system on and off to activate it, rather than as simple as it seems, just a push button in the dash. Once you activate that button there, it goes through about four other different systems before it even turns the AC system on, and it happens just that fast. That's how today's electronic systems work. But it all breaks down into a bunch of individual components. You have high pressure lines, you have low pressure lines, you have AC condensers to keep the Freon cool, you have the AC compressor, you have switches in the dash. On today's cars, there are modules, there are all kinds of different things that complete the system.
Bub, I see on this particular hose right here, there's a red cap. Can you tell us what does that denote in the AC world?
It's almost like it's retard proof, but trust me, it's not, because there are a lot of retards out there that still can't get it right. This line you are holding there is actually the high pressure side. It is always the larger of the two ports in the AC system. There's a high pressure side and a low pressure side. One is typically capped in red, one capped in blue, and they are different sizes. So virtually retard proof. Trust me, people still screw it up somehow, some way.
So Bub, we'll show an example of a low pressure side in just a second here. Talk a little bit about what we're seeing. What is the audience seeing right here, this piece here?
That's actually a crimp collar. These systems right here, you're actually holding up components from a first generation Camaro Firebird conversion we are doing from Classic Auto Air. So these things are some of the highest end in terms of the aftermarket when it comes to doing vintage lines. All built to like a factory style spec, even though the car never came with it. The crimp collars are actually on top of that rubber hosing, which is a high pressure hose. You slide that over it, and then there's a special tool that actually just clamps down and ribs that down onto the aluminum ribbed fitting inside, and that keeps this thing from up to 350 pounds of pressure, blowing that line apart.
Bub, tell me a little bit. I see that this one, compared to here, I see we have a red, now we have on the lower side a blue. Why are there two different colors?
So that's actually it right there. One is the bottom one that you're holding there is the low pressure side. Typically when, and we'll get into that here in a second, whenever you are doing your charge of your AC system, 95% of vehicles are done through that low pressure side. Some GM vehicles, you know, some of the older Cadillacs, those things were actually put in really bad designs, that early model design of the AC systems where they were auto climate controls. You'd actually have to operate and run everything through the high side, which took a lot of different skill to do that type of work.
Bub, can you tell us a little bit? I'll show the audience here. Oops, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make that noise. I see that there are two different size valves on these hoses here. You've just taught us that there's a high and a low pressure side. This is going to be our low pressure side. This will be our high pressure side. Can you tell us why are there two different sizes?
So virtually, so you don't screw it up. That's why they're built with two different sizes. It's literally like having something where one size goes on the low pressure, one size goes on the high pressure. You cannot screw that up, which means you cannot properly vacuum or recover or even charge the system incorrectly.
But when we compare today's systems, this system here, this system would be numerically, what would we know this system as, Bub?
In terms of what?
In terms of we had a previous generation R system and we had the current R
right,
system.
Right, so you had the, originally most cars when air conditioning came out and a lot of older homes still use it, or even commercially, it was used with R12 refrigerant. That is something that's slowly fading away and is almost virtually gone within the automotive world because it is so harsh on the environment. So now we've converted over to the R134A, which is a much cooler and more synthetic fluid operating system. It keeps your temperatures much better and is much better for the environment.
How about, Bub, there were rumors that said that the 134A was designed to, you know, kind of die out after 4 years so that you were forced to go back in.
Listen, I just bought a car that is from the original owner from 2005, and this has never once been touched. True story, never been touched. That AC is so freaking cold, it's ridiculous in that car. So that myth busted right there.
But what am I holding right here? This is another component. Is this a small radiator that we put fluid in right here, and we just open this and add water to it?
No, so
and it keeps
is,
the Freon cold?
Much like everything else, you have your transmission coolers, you have your cooling system, radiators, everything meant and designed to do one thing, and that is to keep things cool. This is exactly what that is. This is the AC condenser. That is essentially the radiator for the AC system to keep that Freon cool.
So this, Bub, allows air to run through it. As you can see, my hand through it. This allows air to run through it as the Freon is converted from a gas to a liquid, which cools it down, because it is quite hot as it leaves the system and it comes through here, which cools it down and brings the temperature down.
That's right.
As well. Bub, what are we holding over here in our hand? Let's tell everybody what we've got right here. Is this the main part of the system, or what do we have here?
So this is the compressor, essentially the pump to the system. This is actually what creates pressure internally of all of these lines you were just showing a minute ago, and also this condenser. Everything that is in this system is O-ring style sealed. It will not work if there are any leaks in this system. These leaks can be literally as quick as an hour. You can drain your entire system out with any sort of bad O-ring, and then your AC system won't work and it won't blow cold. So O-rings are very important to keep your system sealed. That compressor turns on at the activation of a switch and multiple other pressure switches along the system's way, and that actually operates off of the engine's serpentine belt, or in older style vintage vehicles, the V-belt accessory.
And Bob, we hear the word step-up solenoid sometimes when I think were primarily used in aftermarket applications. We used a step-up solenoid. Mm-hmm. I believe they are controlled by the ECM, or the electronic control module. What is a step-up solenoid? We don't have one here.
Yeah, so you know, back in carbureted style fashion, or even in fuel injection but throttle body style units, if you are running an air conditioning unit, naturally when you turn these systems on, you do create drag on the front of the motor, so the idles will always drop, and that doesn't matter what vehicle it's on. It could be a brand new Lamborghini. You naturally create some sort of drag, very small amount in today's designs and technology with the components, very small amount of drag, but just enough that that engine RPM drops. So you want to restabilize that and you bring it back up. So on a throttle body style injection, it was actually a little motor that would just activate and it would bump up on the throttle arm itself, and it would act like somebody's actually holding the throttle open just a little bit more to counter effect that drop in RPM.
Less drag on the motor, Bob. Yep. What are we holding right here in our hand, Bob? Probably one of the last units that goes in an aftermarket air conditioning system. Let's talk about what this piece is right here.
So yeah, it's just that one there you're holding is just a 1x6 universal dash vent, and that can be placed anywhere inside the cabin, especially when you're doing a custom fit or a retrofit style AC conversion, a vehicle that never came with it. You're doing nothing more than templating that and cutting that hole into the dashboard, dash panel, creating panels around it, whatever it is you want to do, and that is where it blows out.
Install times on an aftermarket kit like this, Bob, can vary. What would the average installation time of an aftermarket kit run somebody to do?
You know, most kits are they're fairly complex. It's, you know, a lot of these companies, even when you're buying quote-unquote direct fit, they're still not that direct fit. You're still having to run wiring, you're still having to do soldering, you're still having to do your switch panel conversions. Any cable operated systems from hot to cold, all of that stuff still has to be done, and that's time. That's all that comes down to. Most of these kits typically get installed in anywhere between 8 to 12 hours, but depending on the car, for example, first gen Camaro Firebirds, you have to remove the entire front end just to access where the blower motor goes, which they always place inside that passenger fender, and that turned into a much larger job. That went from 8 to 12 to closer to 40 to 50, literally an entire week's long process to do a perfection job to get the entire front end off, the front fenders, the front cowl, all the way down to the firewall, just like the factory was disassembling that car on the assembly line, then put the whole thing back together, properly shim and align the panels, the front fender to the door, from the door to the firewall to the hood. All of that has to be realigned when you're done, and it is not something that happens in an hour.
You also said, Bub, first generation.
Yeah.
I would assume something from the 67 to 69 era there is the time period you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have a lot of rusted bolts because it was metal, not aluminum.
It's a lot.
Back then.
You know, one bolt can turn into 3 hours. You know, and that's just the way it is, especially when you're working with that vintage stuff that sometimes maybe had never been off before. It could have been cross-threaded the first time it was put on, and then you deal with all of that, and that can literally go from a 5-minute bolt removal all the way up to 3 hours of drilling, tapping, re-threading, putting in nut certs, all kinds of problems.
But here we have now, let's say the system's now installed, or let's say we have a vehicle that comes in for just standard service, okay? What do we have in our hand right now?
So these are essentially for your average or over-the-counter guy, the do-it-yourselfers. These are the easy-to-choose, way-to-go options when it comes to recharging your system. Maybe it's low. Maybe you hear your system out there short-cycling a little bit. That's actually the compressor turning on and off at a very fast rate. It's just low on charge. Some people will take it and go all the way from a finance standpoint, and they'll recover the system. They'll vacuum it all the way down. They'll recharge it. They'll re-lubricate everything exactly the way it should be done from a professional standpoint. But if it's something that's maybe not too old, maybe it's got a small leak in it, a slow leak, you can go to any sort of auto parts store. It's a super hot day. You want to just bump that AC. You can grab a cheap can. You can grab a gauge, and this will actually be one of those retard-proof things. You screw the two together. You put it onto your low side charge port, and within a minute or two, you can literally have that system back up and operational on the go.
And the way it works, Bud, as you say, is you screw this on.
Yep.
Today's cans are non-self-piercing anymore. They have a safety valve in the top of them, so when you unscrew the can, if there's a little bit left, it doesn't just shoot out into the atmosphere.
That's right.
It self-seals. This bub is the plug that goes on the end, and it fits on top of
the low side charge port, which would be your blue line.
So it fits, bub, physically, like if we unscrew this, ladies and gentlemen, we will see that these two pieces now snap together. And that's how.
Now charge that line up.
That is how, and it's as simple as just pushing down and pulling back to uncharge the, to undo it. Bub, let's talk a little bit. Let's tell everybody about the dial that's sitting here in the center for the do-it-yourselfer. We have four areas. A white that says low, a green that says filled, a yellow, and a red.
So those three are actually great indicators. Again, these are the do-it-yourselfers, super easy to do, more of an on-the-go and a quick little touch-up style setup here. These gauges make it virtually retard-proof to grab this stuff right off the counter, run out to your car, pop the hood, hook up to your low charge port, turn your AC on high, and squeeze that trigger. And you want to line up right in the center of your green zone. It's just that simple. Typically in the 30 to 40 pounds range, that will keep that system operating exactly as it should. Too low and the system will not be efficient. Too high and that means something else is wrong. There's a block, there's something wrong in your system, or your AC compressor is actually not running, which sometimes has to be manually triggered if the system is that low to get it going.
Bub, next to the ladies man who's now on set, I see a big red machine right there called the Eco Plus. What are we looking at?
So as I mentioned earlier in the show, we are all outfitted by Snap-on Tools. This is the top of the line AC equipment you can buy from Snap-on, which allows us to not do it the cheap and easy way, but do it the very professional way. So the system is professionally done start to finish with a full recovery of anything that's old and in the system, whether it's a year old, whether it's 30 years old, you can recover all of that old out in a proper and safe disposal. You can vacuum it all down. You can test that system for leaks. You can inject direct oil injections at whatever specified amount you need, and then fill it with the exact amount of Freon that you need to get in that system. So it's 100% operational. Hi, Diesel.
There is the ladies man, ladies and gentlemen. He is going to join us now live on the set. That's how he shows himself. Bub, the average time to do this for the average do-it-yourselfer will be what?
So if you wanted to do something like a quick, you know, charge up that system, you can do that within 5-10 minutes right outside, literally in the parking lot of whatever auto parts store you went to. Heck, for Christ's sakes, you can even get cans of Freon at Walmart now that come with these gauges. If we do stuff like that on the go, our personal recommendation is using the AC Pro brand. That is actually a carbon infused AC with a refrigerant and a leak detection test in it. So maybe you do have problems. Obviously you might have some small leak if you're there topping up your Freon. This system comes with actually a glow dye that goes in the system as you charge it.
Yeah.
So when you do take it into your professional service provider, they can actually look at it and they can see exactly where that leak is coming from and go direct to the source.
Good morning to Bub, Mark Hoffman, Phil.
Phil Heck from Woodward Fab is actually joining us.
Good morning. Morning to Andrew. Andrew is with Extreme Dimensions. We are going to move into the BEM ED Carbon Creations 2019 SEMA Mustang in just a second here. Good morning to Kevin Barstad, Bub, from he's out in LA. I think his vehicle leaves today, right?
Yeah.
Today, and it's headed here.
Something like that. He texts
he'll,
you.
He'll be soon.
You're asking me, and you know the answer.
Jeff Graham said, good morning. Rather than screw it, I brought it to you. Jeff, there's something you and I should talk about. You didn't bring it to me. You brought it to Bub, because if I did it, the hose would have been shredded by now. Morning to Mark Hoffman, the BM dirt track driver. Hello to Tom, Bub, and the big money. There's big money right there looking at you. Right now, 2019 dirt track season in Maryland starts in 1 week, and we can't wait to see how Mark does and kills it out there on the
road.
That's
right.
Bub, we've got two more vehicles you're working on right now. The 2019 BEM Polar Edition Jeep JKU is almost there. Give us an update, man.
So, looking pretty sick, man. We are down to some final pieces, and we are throwing that thing on the lift and going into mechanical this week. Well, unfortunately, we found that there was more damage done as of last night when this thing actually was hit on that left front side, which we will show full story of this thing so you guys can see that before, during, start, all that crap. This thing was actually hit so hard that the frame and the motor mounts broke and hit together. So it actually allowed the frame to crush through the entire catalytic converter on the left-hand side, which we had heard after we got this thing back up on our feet and running. You could hear an exhaust leak, which was noticeable from the front. That wasn't there before. So obviously there was an issue. quick inspection revealed that, of course, maybe just a quick exhaust manifold gasket, super cheap, really easy install, especially with the front end off. But then further looking, we found that the cat had an actual puncture hole inside of it. And as you know, those are full of substrate to keep the environment clean. And that was broken
and
turned sideways.
And you won't build without them.
Right. So we have to just replace it and do the right thing. And that's as simple as it gets.
And it's funny, you were having the conversation with the owner the other day. Yesterday, he was thinking about just doing a cat delete. And you were kind of having issues with that. One of the things that you do is you feel that the factory has put the R&D into something. You like to stay with it. You feel that horsepower can be built even with catalytic converters in place.
Oh, yeah, it definitely can be.
It can be.
Yeah, so sure the little gain that you're going to get out of it. Now, turboed cars, that's another story. You know, turbos naturally produce more the more they breathe. The more straight through it gets, more straight through it's going to breathe, just like a jet. That's why the engines are freaking straight through.
Really?
Just as simple as that, right? So the more that they suck in, the more they're going to put out, and that's how turbos operate. So if you typically get turbocharged systems, you go cat deletes, you go straight through exhaust system, much louder in the end result. But a lot of times I like to still tone those things down with some sort of resonator or muffler so it doesn't get that raspy crap sound no matter what you're putting it on.
It does. You had a gentleman call yesterday about a Porsche and a new exhaust system as well. It's going to have a remote, and he was wondering what the difference between using the remote and using a panel on the switch. I think the remote would be a little bit easier to use, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it just depends on the company he's going with.
I don't know what the company is.
Yeah.
EMS or AMS or something like that.
Okay.
I have no idea. Hey, Bub, and now let's talk a little bit about the BEM 2019 SEMA Mustang. You were actually doing mock-up on it today. The body panels and wheel measurements were going down today.
Yeah, so it's fully confirmed and checked that now that the wide body's been mocked up, we are adding 3 inches to the width of that car on either side, so an overall 6 width on the 2018 Mustang. So that thing is going to be super, super fat, much like the 17 Mustang we did for Precision Turbo back in SEMA. 17. November 17, right? Wow, 2 years ago. So 3 years ago. So we've got a lot of mock-up done, a lot of body mods done. The Carbon Creations hood has already been completed, start to finish, inside and out, and is already installed on the car for its final fitment. So that is finished. We have already done all the GT350 conversion components from the Carbon Creations side as well. The side scoops on the quarter windows, we have gotten the wide body lower panels on. So we're literally down to doing just the fender bolt-ons, which is their grid kit. So we're getting that bolted on, get it mocked up. Then once it's done, we'll get it over into paint, get this thing molded up and get it out and ready for the show.
Looking super good, isn't it? But how comes there's 15 Jeep hoods offset?
Jesus, man, let's just not talk about that.
The BEM dirt track driver, Mr. Mark Hoffman, says he'll be calling in April 6th with the BEM race report. Be good to have that sound.
All right, I got to go. This has been like 41 minutes.
It sure has, Bub, but it's been very,
God
very
dang it.
Technical. What's coming up for the next week here at BEM, Bub?
I just got to work. I have a lot of projects in the works, and I just keep working. So you guys stay tuned to the social media. You will see all of that stuff get unveiled as they're finishing up in the next couple days.
And it's on Instagram, Bub. That's where that's where we spend most of our time lurking out, is on Instagram. And that's where we post everything up, Bub.
That's it.
Great week, Bub. Thank you for teaching us about air conditioning this week. We'll be back with another technical segment next week as well. I want to remind everybody to please send their what are you laughing about?
I just don't understand why people that know that I'm literally standing here doing something and they're texting me. Like, what, are you freaking retarded? Like, you're looking at on your phone, like, you know that I'm busy. I don't have time to stop right now.
Why is one of the guys offset laughing?
I don't know. It's not him either.
Could it be him?
No.
Because he's laughing pretty hard.
It's not. I don't know if he texted me. Maybe he did. He didn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, please send your technical ideas. We have a list of them all together. We're going to start talking about LED and lighting technologies, the old 6-volt, all the way through the LEDs of today, Bub. It's crazy how bright they're getting, and we'd love to know how they're getting that kind of
power. How bright and how they're so low voltage.
Yeah, man. Isn't that crazy? But they do draw less voltage, right?
All right. I got to go.
That's a teaser, ladies and gentlemen. Dang. Stay tuned till next
week. This
guy's
just going to keep talking.
This episode's been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Big thank you to Phil Heck and the whole Woodward Fabrication crew over there for keeping us in business and building these crazy, crazy, crazy cars, bikes, and trucks. Woodward Fabrication is fabrication done Bubby style. How about this? Ladies and gentlemen, the ladies, man. Did you tell everybody, Diesel, that I went by Dad's house last night and kidnapped you? And I sent him a ransom note, and he said, yeah, no. And sure enough, he got home, and who wasn't there? Little man, he was with me. Grandpa went in and stole them, which I do from time to time. If I don't get my diesel time, it's not good. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports show. Phil Heck has a big smile. Phil, thank you from our heart. It would not have happened had you guys not been lockstep with us. It gives me chills, Phil. Had you guys not been lockstep with us to get us to where we are today. And that's the truth. So we thank you and Woodward Fabrication immensely. Let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's open the doors for somebody who's got their hands full. Guys, if you see somebody who's got holes in their shoes, stop. Open the trunk of your car. Grab a pair of your old sweaty sneakers right out of the back, guys. Give it to them, man. Help them out. And if somebody's standing there on the corner with a sign that says, "We'll work for food," take them right across the street to 7-Eleven, Sitco. It doesn't matter. Buy them a protein shake and a power bar, ladies and gentlemen. It's cheaper than your designer cup of coffee. Ideas. Bring them to us, man. We'll be glad to have your technical ideas. We'll discuss them on the show. Sales at BubbasExoticMotorsports.com. Sales at BubbasExoticMotorsports.com. Or 561-410-5527 to speak with us in person. Let's make it a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, let's keep on doing it Bubba style. Oh, man, you about ready to eat some lunch?